This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, Ryan, the sack numbers don't necessarily pop off the page with Dio. What is it that you're projecting or hoping for or seeing in him in terms of being that guy opposite of Montez Sweat?
Yeah, if you watch the tape, you understand how disruptive he can be. And again, both inside and outside. And I also believe, you know, he's 25. He's played a few years in the league. I honestly, and this goes into our collaboration and working well in terms of front office and coaching staff. We believe that there's even more room to grow for him to continue to get better. I think it's really cool he gets to come here and play for Jeremy, our defensive line coach, who, you know, they work together well there in Vanderbilt as well. So.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
That was Ryan Poles talking about Dio Odingbo, the new Bears pass rusher. I'm loath to even give him a position, Spiegs, because
I was going to quarrel with pass rusher even, but expound, because his defensive end who can stop the run and can move around, but pass rusher, he continues.
Yeah, I like calling him just the pass rusher instead of like a defensive end or a defensive tackle. Uh-huh. I just think that he's going to be lined up in different places. And even there, you have Ryan Poles talking about, well, you know, he can kick down inside too. And I think that it opens up a lot of opportunities. Like when I had the vision of when we were talking about Jervon Dexter and him playing some outside, I think people thought I meant like wide nine. Like I'm not talking about him being a nine or a seven. I'm talking about him being a five. And hearing Clay Harbor today on with the midday show was really great, because Clay has played on offensive lines. He's had to block five techniques as a tight end. This was really great. I know people give Clay a lot of grief because he was on The Bachelorette and all of this stuff. The guy has a Super Bowl ring. The guy played with Tom Brady, and he played for a decade in the league at tight end. Speaks, check this out. This is Clay Harbor doing a breakdown on Dio Odingbo after getting a call from Dio's old DC.
So first I'll start off with the text, and I texted Gus Bradley, who was the defensive coordinator for the Indianapolis Colts with Dio Odingbo for 2 years. I just asked him, hey, coach, so I was wondering if you had a couple words on Dio Odingbo. We're doing a story on him for the Chicago Sports Network. And it says, Claymaker, unbelievable to see you. Unbelievable to hear from you.
I need to see the text right now. Show me the text.
Claymaker. He goes, he is an unbelievable person, a great pro, tremendous work ethic, and tough, both physically and mentally. I can't say enough good words about him as a person and a player. So that is Gus Bradley talking about Dio Odengbo. And I'll show you this at break. I got to keep my notes on me for now. But Dio Odengbo, I like the signing. I think it's a boom or bust signing. He is a big guy. Dennis Allen obviously likes that. We've talked about that. He's got the arm length. He's got the size. I'm not sure he's going to get the pressure on the quarterback that you want, but he is a guy that can hold down the point. You're not going to push him outside in his own read. And with the type of defense that Dennis Allen likes to run, he needs those stout defensive ends in his system.
Plus, couldn't he be a guy that, with Dennis Allen, the way he likes to deploy players, who moves him around a little bit to get him in the best position to succeed,
absolutely,
as opposed to just having him in one spot?
Mm-hmm. He's a guy that you can move inside to. You got your NASCAR packages is what they call it now, but you know, back in the day, they move guys into a 5 technique. You can move him down into a 3 technique. He's a guy that can move all around the formation. He actually had more sacks from a 3 technique than he did from outside last year in his career. This guy's really good from inside. And I think you could do a lot of things with him and like a guy like Jervon Dexter, because Dexter is a guy I think you could see move around with Dennis Allen a little bit out to the 5 instead of just a 3 technique. Maybe he's a 6 or a 7. You could play him a little out wide. And Dexter's one of the guys I wanted to talk about because I think he's one of the most important defensive linemen on the Bears that need to take a step. Because you guys saw it. He took a step last year, but he just wasn't consistent. He had the 5 sacks, right? 24th in pressures for an interior defender with 40, 43 hurries, which was 19th, and 48th in pass rush win percentage for an interior position. But as a second round pick, if he can become more dependable and more consistent, he could be a real weapon. He's got a great skill set. The way he's got the wiggle, he's got like that AI crossover. And he's strong and powerful. It's like J.J. Watt. I always talk about him because he was a guy, people think he was good because he was just this big, strong bull rusher. No, you fire off at that guy, he is swim moving you. He is giving you a wiggle.
He'll make you miss.
He's making you miss. He's going to cross you over, and you're going to fall down, and he's going to be in the backfield. Gervon Dexter's got some of that. So if he can become consistent with his strength and his elusiveness, he could be a real player.
What do you hear there, Speaks?
I hear lots of good stuff. I hear lots of good homework done by Clay Harbor. I hear a guy who's embracing his television role as an analyst, and I'm glad we played it. I'm glad I'm listening to it with some focus. I hear, first of all, for the listeners, just in case anybody needs it, the 3 technique is the defensive lineman that shoots that gap right between the center and the guard, and then it gets wider from there. When you
it's
say the 5,
Moore, yes, type of situation.
But when we say the 5 and then the 7 and then the 9, we'll talk about the wide 9 that somebody lined up on the D-line way outside the tight end, just for a little shorthand.
Which gap speaks? Which gap does a 3 technique shoot?
It's the A gaps.
You know a lot more of them the longer you're in the league. A lot of coaches do a lot of different things.
A lot of coaches do a lot of different things.
That's my own fault. I opened up an entire
I wasn't trying to quiz you. I was just trying to bring back the less thing.
I understand.
It's a newer type.
But Lawrence, something he says early, lots of good numbers in there about Dexter and good info about
the
Dio getting
boomer bust signing.
Because I don't necessarily agree with that. Because I don't, and this is where I quarrel with what you said as a pass rusher. And Clay said this. He said stout defensive end, because that's right. Because what Dennis Allen's defense is about, sometimes you just got to absorb as a defensive end in a Dennis Allen defense, and the pass rush is going to come from the outside of you or the inside of you, from linebackers, from nickels, from corners, even from other D linemen. Sometimes you might be the guy swallowing up a double team as a defensive end, and that's okay. You're getting something done in Dennis Allen's defense, and Dio will be great at that. I don't know what the pressures will be, and I don't think I'll call him a bust if the quarterback pressures are not there. That's my point.
The idea of not losing ground on a play, like the being stout at the defensive end spot, not losing ground on a particular play. I do want to see him be a part of the pass rush game, though. Like I don't want him to just be the, here's the guy who sets the edge. Of course, that is important. Mm-hmm. But I also want to see him be able to be effective with a combination of players. And that's what excites me, is the fact that you can kick him inside and you feel good about it. And you could play around with formations, which Dennis Allen loves to do. I like that he is a bit of a Swiss Army knife. I just want him to be an effective Swiss Army knife.
I totally understand what you're saying. But you know how this goes. Like, a lot of times you look at numbers after the fact, or we look at numbers after the fact, and we're like, oh, that was good or that wasn't. It's not a matter of gaming the system to get him the numbers. It's using him in all the different ways, and hopefully the numbers come with it. Like, hopefully the production comes with it. It's going to be a really good piece to use as part of your D-line rotation, especially if you're moving him in and moving Dexter out and then adding something with some pure speed off the edge in this draft, baby. Let's go. That feels like that's the piece that's missing in terms of the D-line rotation to me still.
And adding different bodies, and you know, like the when I think of a NASCAR alignment, I think of the Strahan Giants. And what they used to be able to do,
how they Justin could, Tuck inside too.
Yeah, like you can have a lot of fun and you can create some mismatches out of that. So we talked with Alex Brown about that as it pertains to Jervon Dexter, and you heard Clay get kind of breaking down how it can work. And I think initially Alex didn't like the idea, and he talked himself, I think, into it making a lot of sense to move Jervon Dexter and Dio Odingbo around to create a bad matchup for an offense. I'm wondering, does it make any sense at all to ask Dexter to maybe move outside a little bit?
To defensive end? No.
Okay,
no.
I just wanted to play around with it because I know that he's athletic and it's a little bit of a different thing that he was doing as a five instead of a three technique, what they're asking him to do here.
Well, I wasn't laughing at your idea. I was laughing at the defensive end himself. I was laughing at it. His not tone.
It's just solid defense. So I'll say this. Depending on what the DC runs, what Allen runs, it depends on what he does. So when I was down in New Orleans and they had Will Smith playing right end and I was playing left end, well, left end isn't the traditional left end that I always played. I was playing inside eye of the tackle. Now, if they're going to put him there, then I think he can play that. But if we're talking about him being outside of the tackle, I don't want him there. I don't think you get the most out of his talent having him outside of the tackle. If you're going to play him in an inside eye of the tackle where he's sometimes he'll get double teamed, or he almost forced a double team or forced that tackle to kind of hold off from just jumping outside to whoever you got blitzing on the outside, and he's rushing on the guard, kind of like a wide three technique almost. If that's where he's going to play, then sure. But I'm not sure what Allen's going to do yet, so I'm anxious to see. I think he is a very talented player. I think when you're talking about talented players, you get the most out of players depending on where you put them. When Urlacher was at Sam linebacker, he still was a talented player, but you weren't getting anything out of him. Now you put him at middle linebacker, and okay, now he's 54.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah, man. I love it. Yeah, and he did talk himself into it in the middle of that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, on Friday, Lawrence, Wani was great in talking about Dennis Allen's D-line, and we'll
Wait,
get another
was that,
chance.
Was that when I was at Rick Camp's wedding?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I believe I only referenced five times. At least I heard five in the open. I didn't hear 14, as self-reported. But, you were at Rick Camp's wedding, and Dave Wanstead was on the show and was really good talking about the D-line. And I'm looking forward to it. Dennis Allen is such a much more creative defensive blitzer and schemer than Matt Eberflus. Eberflus is a good defensive coordinator and a solid D coach, but we know he had to get outside of his comfort zone to become aggressive as a blitz caller. That's not Dennis Allen, man. Dennis Allen is aggressive as a blitz caller, and he's aggressive as a designer in terms of what kind of schemes he sets up in, as opposed to the way Matt sets up. I'm really looking forward to it.
I was thinking about this morning, as you know, I'm looking at mock drafts and thinking about where the Bears are, it's really nice that we're not in a position as a city to be panicked about the draft. Because I think that there would have been reason to had free agency not gone so well.
Uh-huh.
If the Bears would not have addressed needs through trades and through free agency to make their lines better overall. And I kept looking at the mock drafts and hearing people talk about, well, you know, tight end might be in play for the Bears at number 10. And being like, yeah, they're not in a panic. Here's something that got me hyped. Mike Tannenbaum this morning was saying how he doesn't think that Abdul Carter is a top five pick.
And oh, I was beautiful.
Like, I was like, yeah, that's great. That's great. I hope people are listening. So he is available in a place where Ryan Poles can more easily trade up to get him.
Yeah, oh my God, because that's the dream. When we're talking about the D-line and the rotation, that's the guy that's coming to mind. And then you start thinking about Mike Green and multiple assaults and denials that are awkward. But like that kind of speedy edge rusher. Yeah, the dream would be Abdul Carter falling down. Now, I hear you about the draft, man. There's no panic. There's a wide array of positions. I thought you and I had it dialed in really nicely. When we talked about this, I don't know, maybe it was last week or 10 days ago about the number of different positions. Like, we'd all be cool with a left tackle. Everybody'd be cool with that, right? If they went that way with their first pick.
We'd all be good with a defensive end.
We'd all be good with a defensive end. I think we'd all be good with a tight end.
Yep.
If Tyler Warren is there and you go get Tyler Warren, like, you know, and you got the next Brock Bowers to pair with Cole Kmet, let's go. I think we're all good with that. Safety, like a badass safety. I'm certainly good with that. You're good with that, right?
Very much so.
You know, the one that I don't want, that everybody else is a little more open to, and my flag is planted, and I'll stay right there, is running back. I don't think Genty is good enough and special enough to use that first round pick. And with all due respect to Jahmyr Gibbs and all due respect to Barkley and everything, I think the difference between Genty and the third or fifth best running back in this draft is not vast enough to do that with your first round pick. And that's the way I feel, and that's the way I'll feel the morning after they do it, if they do it.
What,
and maybe I'll get proven stupid.
What if I said to you they pick him at 13 after acquiring a pick to trade down? Does that feel better?
What do they get? They get a three or something like that?
Yeah, let's call it a three.
Let's give another three in this particular draft.
A two in next year's draft or a three in this year's draft. Let's say that they do that to move three spaces down and then they take Genty.
More palatable. More palatable, but it still kind of holds. It depends who else is there. If I want a speed rush D end or a lockdown left tackle, man, with that first pick. That's really what I want. And it's hard to get, but with these quarterbacks, I mean, like, it's hard to get, but you got more of a chance to get that. I'll feel a little bit better about it, but my overall point will still feel the same.
Let's talk some buckets, man. Let's talk some college basketball. I ran across some funny stuff from Alex Dragovich, and then I realized, oh, yeah, that's the guy that played at Notre Dame.
So it's not just buckets, it's stand-up comedy here.
Yeah,
I
had no idea that this is what he did with his post-playing career. And so Shane was like, yeah, I knew that guy when I was living down in South Bend. So he got him on the show. And we're going to talk to him about the tournament and comedy next here on The Score.
Spiegel and Holmes.
You guys are friends of the program, man. I can never turn y'all down.
I know that's right. That's Stacey King.
The friends of the program are my friends, and they are friends for life.
Afternoons on The Score.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.